Reish Beisiv Hei. Shkedim Amorim, Kshem Tanim Vorach, Boi Pre Eitz, Gedoilim V'loi Klum, Tazukim Mazik. The bitter almonds. The almond grows as a little fruit that looks something like an apricot. And eventually the apricot part of it dries out and you remain with a pit. Inside the pit is the almond. So the sweet ones are grown primarily for the pit in the inside, which is the almond. The bitter ones are primarily grown to eat the fruit on the outside, the peel on the outside. So therefore, these bitter ones, when they're still green on the outside, then you make a boy creates, and the Shulchan Aruch explains itself. The time of the meal, the time he kept losing more klipa, when they're less ripe, so you're eating that green fruit, which is not bitter, and if you make a boy creates, that is the fruit. Shem gedoilim, after they dry out, then you're eating the pit inside, umar, it's bitter, and therefore you do not make a bracha on that pit, because it's a bitter pit, and we saw before bitter things which are not edible, you don't make a bracha even if you eat them. What happens if you take this pit and you sweetened it by cooking it or by adding honey to it? Then the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you make a boy priya eitz, because this is the maaseh, also one of the uses of this fruit. So, as we said before, when it's still green on the outside and you eat the peel, you make a boy priya eitz on the peel. When it dries out, eating the seed, if you eat it by itself, you don't make a bracha, and if you sweeten it, you make a boy priya eitz.